50%
becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People on.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yes, it's a Friday.
It's Friday! Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, Charlamagne. I just realized Charlamagne be fronting like he ain't got no money, but he's rich.
Who said that lie?
Well, you didn't even realize we got paid yesterday. Now, normally, when it's a payday, I know the day before.
No.
The day before at 10 o'clock at night, I'm checking my account. Did the money hit yet? Did the money hit yet? Charlamagne came and said, we got paid yesterday.
We got paid 2 days ago.
No, yeah. This is the thing. The 15th is usually the check that you can play with because you don't have any bills. It's not the first of the month, so rent or mortgage.
I'm about to pay my bills right now.
Things like that aren't due. And I just simply didn't check my account. I ain't got no money, bro.
Yeah, you do,
let's
bro.
Be clear on that.
He didn't even know we got paid two days ago.
I'm just living like everybody else. Just happy to be here. I enjoy my job. It's fun. That's all.
I'll be waiting for that check to hit.
Well, there's a breakout in New Jersey.
What kind of breakout?
Are you okay?
Coxsackie.
Coxsackie?
Yes.
What's that?
That sounds very kinky.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Sounds like a good time, depending who you are.
Well, it's not a good time. It's rashes everywhere.
Pastor Manning would not want to be near Coxsackie.
No. But in
buttholes are on fire.
A lot of the kids' schools in Jersey, they got Coxsackie. I think it comes from athletes, and then it spreads throughout the school. So a lot of the high schools and schools have been shut down. So my daughter's school was one of the schools that was shut down. So
well, they need to have better sex ed classes in the school.
Has nothing to do with sex ed, condoms. Man. It has to do with something else. It's rashes, and I think you get it when, you know.
Coxsackie sound like an STD, bro. I don't care what you say.
It does sound like an STD, but it's not. Okay. You know, just think about it. Say I'm a wrestler, and I got Coxsackie, right? And then I wrestle you. Now you got Coxsackie.
Where do I get it? On my sack? On my cock?
You know what? You know what? You can always go too far.
You guys might both get it today.
You know what? I can't try to explain anything to you, man.
First of all, you're not a doctor.
I'm not.
That's number one.
I was just trying to tell you about Coxsackie.
I've never heard Coxsackie. It sounds like a town. A very rich town.
No, it's not.
A very rich town where nothing but white people used to live. Now rappers and athletes live, and they're upset.
It ain't because
some of the original founders of Coxsackie are very upset that French Montana now lives in this town.
Okay. French Montana could possibly have Coxsackie.
Yes, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we have a special guest joining us today. She goes by the name of Jean Kelly. Jeannie Kelly.
Speaking of money, since Angela Yee brought up money that I don't have.
You do.
What is this young lady, Jean Kelly, do?
She is a credit repair lady, and she also can help you fix your credit and get credit. I had an incident a couple of months ago. I was trying to buy a property, and
this guy's lying.
What?
He was trying to buy Tiger's Ferrari.
No, was
when
it?
Tiger's Ferrari got repossessed, Ferrari? This is he said property.
That Ferrari costs about as much as a property.
Yeah, look, it has nothing to do with a Tiger's Ferrari or my Ferrari, which is not Tiger's Ferrari, by the way. All right, but anyway, I tried to buy a piece of property. And I was having a problem with my credit. The reason being is when I left Verizon and went to another credit company, the new cell phone service was supposed to pay the end of Verizon. They didn't, so that was on my credit. And also, my daughter had a medical bill. And I didn't see it. It never came to the house. And that was on my credit.
So basically, your credit was screwed.
It was effed up.
How much did she bring it up?
Bad.
It was screwed. No, it was pretty bad.
It was bad?
It went down.
How much did she bring it up? That's what we need to hear.
Buck 40.
140 points.
Buck 40.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Buck 40 in 14 days. Legally.
I don't believe you.
Legally.
I need to talk to this young woman.
She'll be joining us this morning.
Because if I can get me 140 points, I'll be in the game. You hear me?
Well, my credit's at 800 right now.
Lord, God bless you. Drop on the clue bomb, fans. Nerd.
You got to pay all your bills.
That's why you got to have unprotected sex with Angela Yee right there. Don't ever wear a condom with Angela Yee. She got an 800 credit score.
Goodness gracious.
If a girl got an 800 credit score, do not wear a condom with her. Shoot her club up. Trap her.
Goodness gracious. Now we got front page news.
We'll talk about the iPhone 7. It has hit stores. We'll give you an update on how you can get it or if you can even get it.
I gotta check my credit.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Love me right now.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, on Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills 37-31. Anybody see the game? Was it a good game?
No, I didn't see the game. You know why I didn't see the game? Because nobody on that field had a star on their helmet, okay? Dallas Cowboys all day.
Nah, I didn't see the game. Now, let's talk about the iPhone 7. There was a huge line outside down the block at the iPhone store.
That's right. The iPhone 7 is available, but some models are already sold out. Now, during the pre-order period, all of the jet black ones sold out. So if you were trying to get one of those jet black ones, you have to wait till, like, November if you already are trying to order it. Now, they said in some stores, though, you might be able to get it. Not in the Apple stores, but if you have, like, T-Mobile or in Best Buy, things like that,
okay,
there's a chance to get that there. And like we told you before, there's no headphone jack in these new iPhones. They changed all of that.
Why does everybody wait in line on the first day for that kind of stuff? All you got to do is wait a week.
It's just a hype.
A week or two, and you'll walk right in the store,
about two
no
weeks.
Line.
Or if you pre-order it, it just comes to you. You don't even got to go nowhere.
It's funny because every year is the iHeart Music Festival, and one year I bought one of the new iPhones just randomly in a phone store in Vegas.
Really?
No lines, no nothing. Just walked right in a week later, a week and a half after they came out. Good.
Because everybody want to stunt on the gram because they got it first.
Oh, please.
That's what it is.
Now, also, what's the new trick to get rid of rats?
Well, right now, this is what they're doing in some of our big metro cities. They are unleashing dry ice. And that's how they're planning on killing this rat. This actually started in Boston. They did the whole experiment first. And then Chicago did it. And New York City is launching that testing program now. They did that starting in May. So basically, that's that dry ice that you see that people use like to create that artificial fog effect where it's all foggy. Well, if you use that in concentrated areas, it could be deadly to small animals. So
that's the problem with New York. The rats in New York ain't small. Okay? Down south, you know what we call rats that are in New York? What? Possums.
Dinner.
Possums. All right?
You call them dinner. Call them
shut
dinner.
A New York rat is a down south possum.
You don't eat possum?
No, I never had possum.
But people do,
They
do
eat possum down south.
I don't know. I think that's a stereotype.
Why did you make an accent?
I never heard nobody.
I don't know.
Jerk possum.
I've seen that on TV, but I don't know anybody
possum
who actually
pasta.
Eats possum.
Possum rasta possum.
Now, I've eaten bear shoulder. I've eaten deer. I've never had possum.
Right, so what they do is they put that chunk of smoking dry ice into a burrow, then they cover the entry and exit holes with dirt and newspaper. That stops any rats from escaping. And then that's it.
So they'll kill small animals. So if they, a cat, hamsters, gerbils, all those are gone. Ferrets, gone.
Any small animals.
Damn it, man. Okay.
That don't sound right.
They actually just started doing this in Chicago. They're saying that it does show some promise.
Like, all I'm trying to do is kill the rats. Why innocent cats die?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it makes me nervous for the dry ice in the club when the ice
or the drinks come out. Yeah.
What did the gerbil and the hamsters do to anybody? I just want to kill the rats, bro.
I don't know.
There's some casualties along the way.
Damn it.
If gerbils and hamsters were running around, we wouldn't have no problem. They're cute.
I don't know. I would be a little nervous if a gerbil ran out here right now.
Those are cute. Rats are disgusting.
Cute to me.
All right, well, that's front page news.
Imagine if gerbil was the slang. Like, gerbils were taken to replace a rat, so when you snitch, you'd be like, you
gerbling on somebody?
You gerbled on me.
You gerbled
He's a gerbil.
Stupid.
You know what people do with gerbils.
Yes.
Stop it.
Kids, Google Richard Greer.
Stop it.
Google Richard. No, was it a hamster or a gerbil?
I don't know.
Google Richard Greer, hamster, or Google Richard Greer, gerbil.
Richard Gear.
Well, whatever his name is. His name is Hamster in the Butthole. Okay, that's what his name is.
You always go too far.
Google it, kids.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Tell him why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, listen here. I'm mad because you're not down here to be at the Hampton
Howard game
tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm in Canada all weekend. I'm in Toronto tonight and Ottawa tomorrow.
Well, can ye and Charmaine come on down and be a part and Diddy?
I don't go nowhere. And what you mean, Diddy? Why you randomly threw
Diddy?
Yeah, that's
Diddy
with the Howard. That's why.
Diddy is from Howard, man. Please. It's going to be a great game down there tomorrow, RFA Stadium at 3:30 and stuff. All the band's going to be there, so come on down and we enjoy you. By the way, Charlamagne, I don't drink Crown Royal. I drink Black Daniels. Thank you.
What's Black Daniels?
Why are you telling me this? Like, why? Why? I didn't ask him what he drank.
Maybe I went on a date or something.
I drank Remy Martin. What
did you offer him a drink?
Breakfast Club.
No. Hello,
hey.
Who's this?
Hey.
Who that, ye?
Nope, that was Charlemagne.
Nope, that was Envy.
That was Charlemagne. What's up? Can I tell y'all while I'm at?
Go ahead, bro.
Hey, ye, let me just first off say, ye, you look beautiful.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
I love your curly hair. I love your dimple.
It's the guy who running all the wackest lines on girls. I love your curly hair.
A lot of people not up on ye. Ye got a little dimple.
Okay,
right,
no doubt.
Am I right or wrong? Thanks for noticing.
All right, why are you mad, though?
Yeah, they should know. But anyway, Body Count Records, we here to win. Body
all right,
count
have a nice day, sir. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Nobody here call up here to promote your little bum-ass record label.
Hello, who's this?
Jace Blaine.
Jace Blaine, tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad at these hypocritical parents, man. I do entertainment and music for kids, and a lot of the parents come to the show and they're like, oh my god, what you do is so cool, you know, the bullying and the anti-drugs and all that, and then when the kid wants a t-shirt or an album or something, they deny him that, like, oh no, maybe next time.
You gotta stop trying to sell it to him for $15.
Nah, not at all, man, not at all. I ain't trying to get no $15.
How much you try to get?
About 10.
Okay,
10,
exactly. Okay, all right. So you got to stop trying. You can't act like you're doing something out of the goodness of your heart and then try to sell some merchandise, sir.
There we go.
Nah, that's what's up. I appreciate that.
Have a blessed day.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tasha from Walk Hill.
Tasha, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad Charlamagne is such a fool.
What'd I do now?
What'd he do?
He just a straight fool.
I didn't do anything, baby.
You do.
What I did? We had sex?
Yeah, what happened?
Years ago when I was a hoe? What happened?
Never.
Oh, okay.
You talk about the booty hoe stuff. Don't do that early in the morning.
Oh,
no,
wow.
I was talking about...
Wait, so you did have sex with him?
No, I was telling a story about Richard Gere. You ever heard the story about Richard Gere and the gerbil? And how he went to the hospital and had to get a gerbil removed from his butt, allegedly?
You need Jesus.
I got him.
You really do.
Thank you,
baby.
Or you need a gerbil.
Thank you.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I just want to say shout out to our guy, Devin Haney. He was up here before the boxer. He's 17 years old.
Mm-hmm. He fought last night, right?
He fought last night, and he won, so he's 10-0 right now.
Nice. Congrats to him.
Right before his 18th birthday, so congratulations.
What did he fight?
He was fighting, actually, on CBS Sports, which was big news. This guy named Mike Fowler. Mike Fowler is 23 years old.
What town? Was it Vegas?
He was in Philly.
Philly. Okay.
Drop on the clues bombs for Devin Haney. Young man be washing these old dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy.
23 is not old.
For a 17-year-old, absolutely it is. If 23 ain't old, then how come y'all got mad when Tiger was with Kylie at 17? If 23 ain't old. Because he was about 23, 24.
I don't think 23 is old.
But... That's not old for boxing.
Now, you got the credit lady coming next.
Jeannie Kelly.
Is she coming next hour or is she coming?
2 hours.
Okay. You really need some help with your credit, huh?
I want to have an immaculate credit score.
She's coming after Donkey, yeah.
I was one of those people who never had any credit, and not having any credit is just as bad as having bad credit.
Or maybe worse.
Yeah. So then I got me a secured credit card about maybe 7 years ago, 7, 8 years mm-hmm. ago. So now my credit is solid.
You should be good.
But yeah. I want it to be immaculate.
Okay, she can help you out.
I want to have one of them 800. Like when Angela Yee said she got an 800 credit score, like I see the glow.
You see the glow?
I see the shine.
Now listen, when I was in college, my credit was off. I couldn't get a credit card. I couldn't get anything. I used to use my dad's social security number to co-sign for everything without his knowledge.
And you say you went up 140 points in 14 days.
140 points in 14 days.
Legally. I need to talk
no
to this
No bull lady. Crap. No adding credit lines. No, she did it the right way. She'll talk to us right after Donkey.
This is just an informative interview this
right.
morning. No entertainment.
Right.
Well, I mean, it'll be entertaining.
And this is somebody you just met because you needed to fix your credit.
This ain't a hookup.
Never even met her before.
No, I never met her. This is going to be the first time I ever met her. We spoke over the phone. I had to pay her from I think it was PayPal or one of the services to give her the money, but... Now, I paid her, and then she was so dope. I was like, you need to help our listeners. So that's why she's coming up today. All right, so rumors coming up, though, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Matt Barnes. He's having some issues with trying to be a parent to his kids with Gloria Govan. We'll tell you what he had to say. Also, let's talk about Empire. It's starting again, the new season, but now there's been some changes with somebody who's been down from the beginning.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah.
Well, since Empire debuted, Timbaland has been the music supervisor, but I'll tell you what's changing for season three. He's no longer working with the program. They actually brought in two other songwriters. They said that Rodney Jerkins and Esther Dean are now part of the new team at Empire.
They're good people. Rodney Jerkins is a good guy, so is Esther Dean. Good lady.
They have a lot of songs in Empire, too, that make it onto the charts that actually make them a lot of money.
Oh, turn your mic on. Oh, your mic is broke.
It's on. Something's wrong with it.
Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah, Timbaland's my guy. But you know what? That's actually dope for Empire. And the reason I say that, I feel like they should do that like every other season. Because it gives it a different feel with the music and stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And they always have a different musical artist coming on the show as well. So we'll see what happens. I don't know how this decision was reached. But Empire is starting again next week, actually. All right, now let's discuss Matt Barnes. I guess him and Gloria Govan are going through it as far as raising their kids. Now, he posted this and deleted it. I give you more than enough money per month to maintain your lifestyle and for you and those boys to have whatever you want and do whatever you want, even after you show the world your foul ways. Now you're telling me if I don't pay an invoice I had absolutely nothing to do with, I can't see my kids? He put hashtag dope mom. Well, here is what else he had to say when he put up this video.
I look around today and see so many deadbeat fathers. But ladies, you got a man that wants to be in your kid's life, be what they're supposed to have in it, that male figure, strong figure. Let the motherfucker be in the life. The kids aren't trophies or pawns or meal tickets or let me see what I can get out this motherfucker. They're children. So they need love from both sides. And they don't need to be caught in the middle of no young, dumb bullshit.
Matt Barnes is absolutely right. I got too many homies around me who are dealing with child support issues. They want to be in their kids' lives, and the mother is making it difficult for them. But the mother will keep her foot on their neck about that money, though.
Right.
And my motto is, I ain't spending nothing if I can't be with my children.
But you still got to help your child out.
I mean,
I'm with you, but I'd rather go to custody court. You know what I mean? I'd rather go to a lawyer and, you know, get my visitation rights and, you know, I'll give you child support and stuff, but I want to see my child. I want to be in my child's life.
Right.
That's the worst part. Don't ask me for money and keep me away from my kid.
All right, well, we don't know what sparked all of that, but hopefully they work it out between them for the sake of the children. Now let's discuss Shailene Woodley, the actress. She was on the ABC Family TV series Secret Life of the American Teenagers. She's playing Lindsay Mills in Snowden, and she's also playing Jane Chapman in the HBO miniseries that's about to come out, Big Little Lies. She recently did an interview, and she said that she feels like as a young woman, you don't learn how to pleasure yourself. You don't learn what an orgasm should be. You don't learn that you should have feelings of satisfaction.
Okay, who is this chick again?
What did she say?
Why is she talking?
She said if masturbation were taught in school...
Okay.
I wonder how many fewer people would get herpes age 16 or pregnant at 14. So she feels like in school, they should basically teach teenage girls how to masturbate.
What kind of class would that be?
Masturbation don't keep you from sex. It just makes you want the real thing.
But like, what? How could they teach that in class?
I don't know how you teach that, but...
Masturbation is just a temporary solution for a permanent problem. The permanent problem is I want some vagina or I want some penis. Not me. You know what I mean?
We're going to do that. We're going to use that one.
I know you are. But you know what I mean. So I'm saying, like, masturbation don't stop you from wanting to have sex.
Well,
what is she talking about?
Well, I will say this. If you watch Sex in the City, there was a point in the show where she was at home with her vibrator and just wasn't going anywhere because she liked it so much and never felt like having sex.
Yeah, but those were grown-ass women on Sex in the City. I don't want people learning that. I don't want kids learning that.
Yeah,
in school.
I don't want my kids learning that.
You know what I want kids to learn in school? School stuff. All right?
You remember health class in school? I remember we used to be able to ask anonymous questions. You asked a question, they put it in a box, and then the teacher would pull it out and answer any question that you had to ask.
I don't remember that.
You never had to do that in school in health class? Mm-mm. What did they teach you in health?
About diseases.
You never got to ask questions?
I don't remember health class.
Nah, you never really asked questions. And I don't even really think we really had a health class.
You know the class I remember the most in school? ISS.
What's that?
ISIS.
ISS. In-school suspension.
Oh.
Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't get that too much.
Well, I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that. She also says that she wants to one day write a book called There Is No Right Way to Masturbate.
What is she? She ain't got nothing better to do. Didn't you just name three roles that she in? She sounds like she needs some penis.
She was in the Divergent series.
What's she look like? I need to see her.
She's right there.
There you go. Shailene Woodley.
She's kind of cute, too.
All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Up next, we got front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
We're going to talk about this new iPhone. Can you get your hands on it?
Okay.
Not if you're busy masturbating.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hello! It's Friday, damn it.
Let's get in some front page news now. In Thursday night football, the Jets beat the Bills 37-31. Congratulations to the Jets out there. Did anybody see the game?
No.
No?
Why did they be acting like, I kept seeing people, this is a must-win game for the Jets.
It's the second game of the season.
I'm right, it's the second game of the season. Like, if you go down 0-2, somebody said to the Bills, if you go 0-2, it's hard to come back and get to 500. I'm like, it's only two games down. Relax.
Yeah, did you see those Yeezy football cleats?
I seen that. Somebody gonna break the ankle with those.
Well,
things.
DeAndre Hopkins wore it and he got fined.
Or the NFL banned him.
$6,000.
Why?
Wearing
Why
the
they
Yeezys
ban him?
During the game.
Why they ban him?
I don't know.
Anybody know? Play uniform violation, but everybody wears the Nikes, Adidas, and all them other ones. Same color scheme. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the iPhone 7. There was a lot of people online for these phones.
Right. So if you wanted to get an iPhone 7 or an iPhone 7 Plus, they are available now. If you wanted to get the jet black one, that one is sold out. So you can't walk in and get that one unless maybe you go to like a T-Mobile store or a Best Buy. Some of those stores might have the harder to find ones in stock. And we told you before, they already don't have the iPhone headphone jack. So if you have regular headphones, you won't be able to use your jack to plug into the iPhone. I guess you could use Bluetooth.
Yeah, salute to all you suckers, all you hype beasts who just wanted to stand in line yesterday to get the phone first, to post it on Instagram and Snapchat. All you got to do is wait a week and a half, and you can walk into any store. Easy pass, no line, and pick up your damn phone.
Yeah,
well,
right.
The phones are supposed to be water-resistant now, and they have beefed-up cameras.
Standing in line for something that you can just get next week for nothing. Just walk right into the store.
Pretty much.
Y'all must got a lot of time on y'all hands.
Unless you pre-ordered it online, which is a smart thing to do, and then it just comes to your house. You don't got to wait on no line.
Yeah, I used to be there with that person. I needed the phone first.
Yes,
now, I don't care.
I've never been like that about anything.
I'm like that with everything. Video games, sneakers.
I hate lines.
Cars.
I remember my friend Mike Kaiser was like, hey, he reserved a phone at the iPhone store and asked me to go pick it up for him because I was in the mall. So I went to go get it, but I didn't have his information and he wasn't answering the phone. Like, you need your social security number, da 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 da. So I just got it for myself instead.
If Mike Kaiser would have went there, he'd have got to the front of the line faster than you anyway, because he can't see.
I didn't have to wait.
Look out for blind people. Drop on the clues bombs for the OG Mike Kaiser.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't have to wait online because he told them that I was coming. So I just walked past the line, walked right in the store.
We don't pay enough homage to Mike Kaiser. How many blind executives you know that have done with Mike Kaiser?
He's only blind without his glasses on.
Nah, I don't know any.
Mike Kaiser.
Shout out to Mike Kaiser.
But shout out to Kaiser for actually hooking me up. I didn't have to wait online. And I got a brand new iPhone because he didn't answer his phone.
Real blind exec right
there. The Stevie Wonder of executives. Drop
there
on the
you go.
For Mike Kaiser.
Guys. And let's talk about a new trick to get rid of some rats.
Right now, this is what they're planning to do. And they've actually been doing this already in Boston, in Chicago, and in New York City. Started this program in May. They're using dry ice to actually kill rats. So now, dry ice is what they use when you're in the club and all of a sudden it looks all foggy and cool. Well, they use that because when it's concentrated, it could actually kill small animals. It's very deadly in high concentrations. So what they do is they put the smoking dry ice into these burrows and they cover the entry and the exit holes with dirt. So that way, no rats can escape and they end up getting killed. So they're saying they're seeing a lot less rats and rodents where there's dry ice.
That's disgusting. And the reason that's disgusting is because you need to keep all those rats right where they at, okay? I feel like the dry ice gonna make the rats run out into the public.
No, they cover the holes, I just said.
Really?
They cover the holes so they
can't
get out.
So it's a bunch of dead rats underneath?
Yeah, and then they start stinking. But them poor small animals.
Well, actually, they said what they do is it actually makes them perish, like, I guess, decompose. So they decompose in these little burrows. You can't smell it.
New York rats are huge. That's why when the Ninja Turtles was popping and they made Splinter seem so believable. Because
you thought rats were that big?
New York rats are definitely that big. New York rats are down south possums.
And they are disgusting. If you ever take the train and you look on the train tracks, anytime you're in the subway, if you look on the train tracks, you will definitely see some rats running around.
And they be standing
It's a great
up.
Way to kill time when you're waiting for the train to watch the rats' activities as they...
That's disgusting.
And the rats be standing up on two legs.
And they're not scared.
They're not
scared.
And they are humongous.
I mean, y'all be like, boo! Yeah,
they be nodding at you like, what you doing here? I ain't got time for that.
They be looking like the train coming.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When we first started working here at the Breakfast Club, you know, I used to walk to that corner store, which I don't do no more because people be trying to attack me. But before it was people I was scared of, it was rats.
Yeah.
Them big rats used to jump out on your ass, boy. They looked like they had a camera talking about they was out for a drop.
Don't let it be garbage night when you got to put the garbage out and they pick it up the next
day. Lord, have
rats
mercy.
everywhere.
My eyes start watering thinking about it.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
Now, we're talking masturbation in school.
Okay. I'm leaving.
What?
I don't want to have this conversation.
What? That's what we're talking about.
800-585-1051.
An actress. What?
You ain't been to school in 25 years, at
least. I ain't that old.
What are you talking about?
Let me count. Hold on.
Maybe.
No, hell no, I ain't that old, damn it, man.
Okay.
Now, we're talking about masturbation in school. Now, actress said that...
Shailene Woodley.
That they should do what, E?
She feels like they should teach teenage girls how to masturbate in school.
No, I don't agree with that.
So the question is, 800-585-1051, would you be okay with the school teaching your kids how to masturbate?
Absolutely.
Does masturbating make you actually want to have sex more?
Yes, it does. That's all masturbation is, a temporary fix for a permanent problem. That permanent problem is I want some poom poom.
Would you want your kids to learn masturbation at school? Could you imagine that class?
No.
For the guys, everybody coming with lotion?
Absolutely not. I have two daughters. I don't want to think about that.
And then because you got to teach them to completion, right?
No. I remember reading Chelsea Handler's.
She used to masturbate all the time when she was really young on the side of the sofa. Yep.
She used to use like wooden spoons and stuff. And I remember reading that and being so traumatized. Like, is this
and
what
she
I got to
look forward
to?
She was really young, too, she said.
She was like six.
Yeah. Like, so, I mean, maybe it would have been helpful for her to know what that was.
No.
Okay.
And think about you as a little kid when you were masturbating at home and didn't know what you were doing.
I didn't masturbate until I was like 17, 18.
Lies.
17, 18?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I was upset that I wasn't getting no poom poom. I was dating this one chick, and I was smashing her quite often, and then we stopped smashing. And then I remember the first time I ever masturbated, I cried and masturbated at the same time.
Yeah, you said you cried and the tears rolled onto your penis and lubricated.
Can we have some sad music?
I thought masturbation was a bad thing.
Hold on, let me get some sad music.
Shut up.
I want to know how you masturbated and cried at the same time.
I'm not going to be up here being vulnerable if you're going to make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I just want to get that one.
You
want to
let me be vulnerable, or you're just going to
set the tone?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, first time I ever masturbated, I masturbated and cried because a girl broke my heart, and I thought masturbation was for losers. So I thought being that I wasn't having sex as frequently as I once was, I thought that masturbating, I had reached a new low in my life. So yes, I masturbated, and tears rolled down my eye at the same time.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody would have taught you that masturbation was perfectly normal and healthy?
Yes.
And that everyone does it. Then those tears wouldn't have been lubricating your masturbation.
Close the breakout. I think he needs a hug.
Don't you come over here when we talking about masturbation
with
slow music.
Why do you want to be so gay with me this week?
Pastor Manning told you that flames are going to come out your butthole if you keep this kind of behavior.
Well, call us up and let us know what you think.
Why are beige men acting like this week? Stop it.
Should masturbation be taught in the schools?
Why?
Let us know what you think. 1-800-585-1051.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Khaled for Free Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, it's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday!
And we're talking about masturbation in school.
Not actually masturbating in school.
This came from an actress. She had this bright idea to do what?
Shailene Woodley, she feels like teenage girls should learn how to masturbate in school. And that would cut down on teen pregnancies and STDs and all of that.
That is not true. As a father of two daughters, an 8-year-old and a 1-year-old, I don't want to think about them masturbating until they're at least the age of 25. That's number one. And number two, masturbation does not make you not want sex. It really makes you want the real thing. You know what I mean? It's just a temporary fix for a
permanent It depends on who you are.
I started masturbating early, and that stopped me from having sex.
For some people, it does.
Why?
Because you get satisfied from it. You know what to do for yourself, so you don't kind of really need somebody else to do it for you.
My cousin told me there was three holes on the bottom, and I didn't know what hole to go in.
You have three holes?
No, women that had three holes. And I didn't know what three holes to go in. And then I heard at the time when I was kids, it was HIV and AIDS. So if you masturbate, you don't catch HIV and AIDS.
Now, this is my thing. I heard that if you wear condoms, you don't get HIV and AIDS. And masturbation, when you're masturbating, you're thinking about all of these different women.
Yeah, but after
you... know how many women I done had sex with in my mind?
But after you reach to completion, you're over, then you can go play again.
No, after I reach completion, it's only about an hour or two, and I'm still thinking about actually having sex with one of these women that I just had sex with in my mind.
You're a hornball.
That's everybody, though. I don't think masturbation stops you.
Actually, I'm reading about it. It says quitting masturbation increases your sex drive. So I guess when you do masturbate,
you don't have as much sex drive.
Maybe for you, that's what it does. But
I would masturbate. I wouldn't necessarily want sex. That was my. Let it go.
I need to see more research on this, but I don't think that's something that should be taught in schools. I think that it's a lot more important things we can be teaching our children. They will learn about sex in due time. We don't have to plant those seeds in their mind so early.
But I agree with you. I don't want my kids to learn about masturbation.
But a lot of kids do masturbate. and they don't know what they're doing or think it's something wrong or dirty, and they... I'm saying they do.
That's me. It's just a fact. That was me. I felt the first time I masturbated, I thought I was a loser. I honestly did. I thought that masturbation was something losers did, and based on the circumstances that caused me to masturbate, which was I had just broke up with this young lady, mm-hmm. and we wasn't having sex as frequent as we was, so I was just laying in my room at my mom's house, and I masturbated, and I cried. I literally cried the first time I masturbated.
Right.
Because I thought I thought I was a loser.
My opinion, I don't know if we should teach kids how to masturbate, but perhaps teach them what it is. And that it's not wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know if we should show you how to do it.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
Because maybe if somebody would have taught me that masturbation wasn't wrong, I wouldn't have felt so bad about it when I did it. Like, I literally was crying and saying things to myself. Like, I was like talking out loud to the girl, but she, of course she wasn't there, but I was like, look what you're making me do. Look, it's because of you I'm having to do this. Like, I was.
So could you imagine, a 50-year-old white male or black male, your teacher, coming in with lotion, telling you how, and teaching you how to masturbate?
No, I'm calling somebody. I don't know who to call, 911, Ghostbusters, Dyfus, somebody getting called.
And a lot of guys feel guilty after they masturbate, like they just did something wrong and dirty. It's great while you're doing it, then after you complete, you're like, oh, I'm disgusting, what did I just do?
But you know, as a kid, I just didn't know where to put the T-shirt or sock when you were done.
Why would you use a T-shirt or sock? Why wouldn't you use something disposable?
I didn't
think
about
that. Like a paper towel?
Paper towel's too rough. All right, anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Marcus with a K.
Hey, Marcus with a K. All right. Now, what do you think
about... So your name is
Marcus? Marcus. Marcus, what do you think about teaching masturbation in schools, bro?
Nah, it's horrible, man, because when I was in the 7th grade, our teacher taught it to us, and I can't stop ever since.
Hold on. Why would your teacher teaching you about masturbation?
Sex ed.
Did he teach you this after school, and it was just you and him?
All right, Charlamagne, no.
But how did they teach it to you? What did they say? They teach you how to do it, or they teach you what it is?
They taught us what it was.
Okay.
I don't think that's right, man.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Vic.
We talk about masturbation in school. Would you want your kid, or would you want to learn how to masturbate in school?
No, I don't think it's a good idea. Especially, I mean, my kids, no. They go to school to master their courses.
So that
they can further their education and get a master's degree.
That's right. Not to master.
That's only... No.
So do you teach your kids about masturbation?
I walked in on my son.
See? How old is he?
He was 14. I asked him, what was he doing? And he just looked at me and said, I was playing with myself.
First of all, guys should never say they're playing with themselves. Women should say they're playing with themselves. Guys shouldn't say that.
What should he say? Rubbing one out?
F***ing off.
And so what did you tell him?
I said, okay. I said, I don't need to be in the shame. I said, I'm your dad, so I know you would feel more uncomfortable with your mom. I said, but don't get into the habit of doing this.
You told them not to get in the habit of masturbating. Why?
Right, because you can become, I mean, you could be in the library. You can get so caught up in that and forget where you are.
You should have got down there with him and showed him how to do it.
Okay, Envy.
No, the crazy thing is he did try to shake my hand after that.
And you gave him dap. You gave him dap. You gave him dap all around. Be honest.
But think about it. Snoop Dogg, he smokes weed with his son.
Shut up.
Think about
shut
it.
Shut up.
So you and your son are going right to masturbate together?
You don't even have to continue. I'm telling you, you don't have to continue. But you want to, don't you?
Nope. 800-585-1051. We're talking about learning how to masturbate in school. Would you want this for your child? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Usher. You don't have to call. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about what an actress said about masturbation.
Shailene Woodley is her name, mm-hmm. and she thinks that teenage girls should learn how to masturbate in school.
I say absolutely not. I think that masturbation is something that a person should discover on their own in the privacy of their own home. I don't think that you should be planting those seeds in little kids' brains. I think it's a whole bunch of other things that they can learn in school. Masturbation does not have to be one of them.
But we had sex ed and health classes, and we were able to ask whatever questions we wanted. And a lot of kids probably feel ashamed about masturbating. A lot of kids actually really do it. So I feel like it's something that should be addressed because they are at home masturbating or have thought about it. So you should teach them it's not something dirty or nasty.
Definitely
but
not.
I wouldn't say this is how you do it.
You do realize the idle mind is the devil's playground. So 9 times out of 10 when we masturbate, it's when we are absolutely positively sitting around bored with nothing to do. Mm. Keep these kids' minds filled with after school activities, with books to read
and all kinds of stuff
so they don't have to think about masturbating.
Look at the video. As a kid, you tell me you're not gonna masturbate?
No. Told you I didn't masturbate until I was already sexually active. And when I stopped being sexually active, I was masturbating. I actually thought that I was a loser. I was like, damn, I got to masturbate. I used to be getting all of this poom poom. Now I'm masturbating.
Yeah, well, that's not why you were a loser. But a lot of kids.
I cried the first time I masturbated.
All right. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Wande from Jersey.
Wande, we're talking about masturbation in school. Would you mind if your kids took that class?
Let me tell you something.
I heavily
promote masturbation education in the classroom for young females.
You're a pedophile.
That's okay,
I hear it in your voice. You're a pedophile.
No. Hear me out. If they promoted that, they would condition these young girls to understand they don't need a guy to make themselves feel good, but they can do it themselves, and it can prevent them from making a bad decision that can actually harm them for the rest of high school. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe. I mean, listen, I always say that a lot of times before you make certain decisions, you should masturbate, because once you got that clear mind, you know, it
exactly.
does help you,
you
it does help you make
like,
better
yo,
decisions.
Yeah, you know, but hey, do I really want to sleep with this guy just to get off? No, I can do it myself. I can do it myself in the privacy of my own home and all this other stuff, and they don't got to, like, catch another body and get shamed at school. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually one of my tips for a first date. Like, if you're a guy that's dating a girl, masturbate first. So when you
That was in There's Something About Mary.
When you go on the date, you won't be thinking about sex. You'll just be thinking about getting to know that person.
Mm. There's Something About Mary. It didn't go so well.
Went in her hair or something, right?
No, he actually got his penis stuck in his zipper.
All right, so what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is procrastination is like masturbation. In the end, you're just screwing yourself. I don't even know what that means. There's no moral to the story. I just don't think that, you know, kids should be learning that in school. I think it's a lot of other things that we can be planting, you know, in our kids' minds in school. Masturbation doesn't have to be one of them. Let them figure that out on their own.
Okay. All right. Now, we got rumors coming up, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about some hip-hop beef. Who is beefing with Meek Mill now? Oh, man. Also, Donald Trump was on the Dr. Oz show yesterday. We'll tell you what developments came out of that. And Spike Lee, he has a new venture that he's doing with Netflix. We'll give you all the details.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the game has some issues with Meek Mill. I guess he wants to beat him up. I don't know where this beef stemmed from.
I don't know where this beef stemmed from either. You know where this beef stemmed from, Envy?
Thought maybe it was a Drake situation. I have no clue.
I have no idea what this happened, when this happened, why it happened, how it happened.
But it did happen. Here is the game on stage.
I just want to beat that ass one good time. Hand up. When you see me, swear up. And then I'll leave on the ones. Fuck me, you know, okay? West side pop, the city block. Let's go.
He tells everyone, F Meek Mill.
Why, though?
I don't know.
And he said, this don't got to be about Ross?
I don't know what his beef.
But this could get interesting, because Meek is always in L.A., and Game pretty much has a good hold on L.A., so they're bound to run into each other. It's not going to be a Meek and Drake situation.
I thought Meek lives in L.A. now, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Get a place there?
They're going to run into each other.
We don't want this to get interesting. We want them to get on the phone and have a conversation like two grown men, and whatever it is, keep it moving. They don't have to get to fighting.
I just had no idea they had some issues. All right, well, I guess we'll see what happens with that. Donald Trump was on Dr. Oz. Remember when Dr. Oz was here earlier this week? He did say Donald Trump was going to come on.
Yes.
We were talking about the health of both of the potential presidential candidates. And Donald Trump is the first one to go on Dr. Oz's show to address his own health. Here is what happened.
You're 6'3", 236 pounds, as I mentioned. In my mind, I'm thinking your body surface area and your BMI is high. It's probably close to 30, which is sort of the barrier for most people. Yeah. Do your doctors or your family ever give you a hard time about your weight?
Yeah, I think I could lose a little weight. I've always been a little bit this way. It's tough because of the way I live. But the one thing I would like to do is be able to drop 15, 20 pounds. It would be good.
I bet you Donald Trump looks terrible naked. You need to really take that into consideration when you go to vote this November, okay? How does your president look naked? Okay.
And how do you think Hillary Clinton looks naked?
Like Donald Trump, probably.
Well, Dr. Oz asked Donald Trump, when you look in the morning, when you look into the morning, how old is the person you're looking at? And he said, Donald Trump said, I would say I see a person who's 35 years old.
Okay. All right. Yeah, 35 years old, who had a hard life and drank nothing but corn liquor every day for lunch, dinner, and breakfast.
Yeah, I don't know if I think that he appears to be 35
Donald
years
Trump
old.
Does not look 35 years old
Hell
in
no
lifetime.
Hell no.
With nobody's eyes.
But no Dr. Oz did say he's looking forward to Hillary Clinton coming on. They haven't confirmed a date for her to go on there and address her health yet. All right, Netflix is now going to be doing a new series, and that series is with Spike Lee. Now, it's based on Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It movie back from 1986. And so, similar to the premise of the film, it's centered around Nola Darling. She's an artist in Brooklyn in her late 20s. She's trying to define herself, her job, and she has three boyfriends. One of them is a model. One is a investment banker, and one is a sneakerhead. So that should be pretty interesting to see, right?
I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all all see She's Gotta Have It?
Yes, but I don't remember it right now.
I don't remember
as soon as you said that, I thought about the movie with Anthony Mackie and all the kids when he was the sperm donor. That was something else, right?
Yeah, that was two women. I think they were a lesbian couple, and they were getting his sperm. Wasn't that what that movie was?
I don't remember. It's all a blur. The only Spike Lee movie I know for sure, that sticks out of my mind is Do the Right Thing, of course.
Do the Right
and
Thing.
And Mo' Better Blues and Malcolm X.
Malcolm X.
Well, She's Gotta Have It was a pretty big movie, and what it was she had three different boyfriends at the time, and they all knew about each other. And they were all kind of battling for her affection, but she was dating all three of them and wouldn't make a decision.
Oh.
All right. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Listen, I didn't ask y'all this, though.
What?
You know, we don't want this to happen, but if Game and Meek Mill did fight, who you got your money on?
Game works out every day, twice a day.
Yeah, I'm putting my money on Game, too. I'm talking about just a straight-up head-to-head fade.
Game works out twice a day, every day.
Yeah. Who you got your money on, Yee?
I would say the Game. He is always working out.
I'm putting my money on the Game, too.
And just a straight up head to head. Also?
Yeah. Fist to cuffs, mano a mano. Yeah, I'm putting my money on Game. But we don't want to see them fight.
Now, but let me ask you a question. If they were in Philly, does that change?
Oh, yeah, because Game getting jumped.
He gets jumped.
By 100 Negroes with beards. Absolutely. Right. It's not
but
even
going to happen. But I'm sure the Game rolls pretty deep.
It's not even going to happen.
The Game rolls pretty
nice.
Deep, also, no?
Yeah, but you can't beat
Philly.
You're not beating up Meek Mill in Philly.
And that Anthony Mackie movie you were talking about was called She Hate Me.
Oh. You're not getting beat up. You're not going to beat Meek Mill up in Philly.
Nope.
Okay? You're going to get stomped out by a bunch of dudes. All you're going to smell is oils. And you're going to smell oils and see a bunch of beards. And it's going to be pretty bad for
you. They all wear Mitchell and S jerseys.
It's going to be pretty bad for you, okay?
All right. Hopefully we won't see that. But thank you for those rumors. Charlamagne,
mm-hmm.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, we got a judge named Robin Camp who needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. And if you need help with your credit, we got the perfect lady for you coming up next hour. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on in.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 16th. Goes to a judge in Canada named Judge Robin Camp. Okay, he is facing removal from the bench for his conduct during a rape case he was proceeding over. Yes, Judge Robin Camp has been in a week-long judicial cancel hearing, which will determine whether he ought to be removed from his position. Now, the case in question took place in 2014 when Judge Camp was a court judge and was proceeding over a case in which a 19-year-old woman said she was raped over a bathroom sink during a house party. Now, the reason Judge Robin Camp is getting Donkey of the Day is because of the advice he gave this young lady during the case. Let's go to CNN. Not CNN. It is CNN.
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 Two N's. CNN.
CNN.
For my rap to Kuwait.
Oh, that's three N's. Okay.
CNN.
For the report.
Think Capone Noriega.
The judge in a rape case asked the woman who was a rape victim, quote, "Why couldn't you just keep your knees together, skew her pelvis, or push her bottom to the sink to avoid penetration?"
Really, Judge?
What?
A young 19-year-old woman is in your courtroom saying she was raped. And the question your 64-year-old grown ass comes up with is, why couldn't you just keep your knees together? Judge Robin Camp, the question I have for you is, before you said something as dumb as that, why couldn't you just keep your mouth closed? Okay, I tell y'all all the time, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I just said CNN it. But I do know. If a young woman is telling me she got raped, whether I believe them or not, I promise you, I would never think or fix my mouth to say, why couldn't you just keep your knees together?
Mm-mm.
Now, it gets worse, okay? Because Judge Robin Camp also had some advice for the alleged perpetrator of the crime. This is the advice he gave the young man after he acquitted him.
and then his advice for the man in the courtroom after he acquitted him, quote, I want you to tell your friends, your male friends, that is, that they have to be far more gentle with women. They have to be far more patient, and they have to be very careful to protect themselves. They have to be very careful. And then listen to these comments in general, just for the rest of us. Young women want to have sex, particularly if they're drunk. Some sex
what?
And pain sometimes go together. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Bruh, bruh.
We're talking about...
Judge. Robin Camp, what in the hell? Okay, I am always open for objectivity, especially when it comes to cases of rape at house parties or college campuses. We need more understanding judges to look at both sides of the situation. But Judge Robin Camp, you sound ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Not only do you sound ridiculous, you sound like you've done it before.
Get him out of there.
That's crazy.
You sound like you justified this in your mind that, well, the young lady was drunk and she must have wanted to have sex because she didn't keep her knees together. Judge Robin Camp thinks that alcohol and a woman not keeping her knees together is a sign of consent. We talked about, should kids learn about masturbation in school? And my answer was absolutely not. And it's because of 64-year-old men like Judge Robin Camp. These are some of the kind of adults we have walking amongst us. And we don't need them talking to our kids about anything, especially matters of sex. And we damn sure don't need them presiding over criminal sexual conduct cases. Now, I told you all the judge acquitted the young man. Of course he did. Why would a man who asks the victim questions like this and gives the alleged perpetrator advice like that find the man guilty? Okay, but the verdict was overturned, okay, on appeal, and the new trial starts in November, and Judge Robin Camp is currently facing removal from the bench. What is there to discuss? Play the comments that he said to the young lady again.
The judge in a rape case asked the woman who was a rape victim, quote, why couldn't you just keep your knees together, skew her pelvis, or push her bottom to the sink to avoid penetration?
What is there to discuss in regard to him being removed from the bench? I'm just assuming this is going through the process, right? Somebody should say to Robin Camp, why couldn't you just keep your mouth closed and then fire him? Give Judge Robin Camp the biggest hee-haw, please. You cannot give these young men advice out here like women want to have sex, especially when they're drunk. Not in this day and age, okay? With all this college,
these college rape cases, man.
And campus rape cases and women getting raped at parties and the lines already being so blurred as to what is consent and what's not consent. You can't be telling these young men that women want to have sex, especially when they're drunk. In fact, I tell them the opposite. Do not have sex with a drunk woman.
Our advice always is if you're with a woman and she's drunk and been drinking all night, just leave it alone.
Leave her alone. Absolutely.
Leave it alone.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir. Now, when we come back, we have credit expert Jeannie Kelly joining us. We're going to talk about fixing your credit.
I'm going to believe you. I don't believe you, Envy. You said that your credit jumped up how much?
It was 140 points. She told me there were some things that
and
I had
how,
to do.
And how long?
14 days.
So 10 points a day, you went straight up.
Well, there's some things that she did, and she got my credit up. I don't know. I'm sure
is
every case is differently. Every case is different. Yes, it's absolutely
positive. How many Social Security numbers you got?
I only got one Social Security.
But there was things
I had to do. I had to, on some credit cards, I had to make sure my balance was low. I had to write a letter to certain agencies. She did it, and she knocked it out in 14 days.
Well, I need to talk to
That's
this
great.
Lady.
A lot of people need to talk to this
I
woman.
I am interested in hearing
Jeannie,
this lady.
But every case is different. I'm not going to lie. Every case is different, but she was able to help me, and it's legal.
This is the kind of credit I care about. Angela Yee told me she had an 800 credit score, and I saw the glow come out of her.
I ain't got an 800, though.
For the first time ever.
I'm close, but I ain't got no 800.
You know a woman with an 800 credit score, don't ever use a condom on her. Okay? Shoot her club up, trap her.
Okay.
And men, you should get your credit. This is the kind of credit
I care
about.
And women, if you have an 800 credit score, do not let these men have sex with you unprotected.
I agree.
So listen,
and
make sure
you have the condom. Make sure there's no holes in it.
I agree.
Listen, all right? 800-585-1051. When we come back, Jeannie Kelly will be joining us.
This is the kind of credit I care about. I don't care about no damn street cred. You can't buy nothing with street cred. This is the kind of credit I care about.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Crazy in Love, Beyonce, Jay-Z. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building who helped my life out and saved me when I needed some help.
Well, let's see if you can pronounce her name.
Jeannie Kelly.
Is
She's
that
in
right?
the building.
That's correct.
Okay, good.
Now, let me tell you what happened. I was actually trying to buy a home, and something got on my credit that knocked my score down 100 points, and it was messing with the loan that I was trying to get. A friend of mine gave me her number. Yeah, I've never met her. This is the first time I'm actually meeting her.
Yeah.
And she looked at my credit score and she said, I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try my hardest. And she was able to jump my score 140 points.
Yes.
140, 150
in
points.
In 1 week?
In about 10 days, 12 days.
How many free tickets you promised her for that?
I had to pay for it. It was a service. It wasn't free. I paid for it.
That's incredible because you always see all these ads on TV like, oh, fix your credit score. Yes. And people say that you can't really.
You can because we definitely had a lot of information that it was incorrect.
Now, a lot of people, they don't know about their credit. Mm-hmm. So for people who are just starting off, how can they make their credit great? How can they make their credit good?
Well, the first thing is pay attention to it. So you should get your credit report. That would be the number one thing. And you can have a credit report and it doesn't affect your score. People think if they pull their credit report, it's going to drop their credit score. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. So you can get one at annualcreditreport.com for free.
For free.
Free once a year. Is that how it works?
Once a year, but there's three credit bureaus. Mm-hmm. So you want to check all three for a baseline. And then from there, every year, check in. I even say, you know, if all of a sudden you get an alert, a lot of the credit card companies now give you your FICO score.
Yeah, American Express does that.
These are beautiful things. Yeah.
And this is real credit, not street cred, you dumbass kids, okay? You can't buy anything with street cred.
Now, I was just telling our intern, because she was telling me that she doesn't have a credit card. She was like, you know, I didn't want to get a credit card. She's in school. Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, a credit card is good because if you don't have any credit, that's actually probably worse than having bad credit.
That's right. Yeah, because you have no score. So definitely using credit in a healthy way is a great thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get automobile loans at a low rate or the mortgage that DJ needed, whatever it may be.
DJ.
But also,
DJ.
But you know, it's something important to think about. And when you're young, you should definitely be using your credit by obtaining credit cards.
My credit was a mess when I was in college. I had a bunch of credit cards. I made $6.25 an hour, so I couldn't even pay them. I was buying everything. I wasn't even opening the bills. A lot of us have that syndrome of don't have money like that, so I'm just not going to open the bill at all, and they just pile up.
And that's the thing. So if you're listening and that's you today, the most important thing is paying attention. You can start today to rebuild your credit. Mm-hmm. Paying attention to it is key.
Now, what about doing things like transferring your balance to a different credit card that has no interest for, say, a year?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But again, every time you open up a new account, it's going to dip your score. So it's all about timing. When should you do that? I would never say go get a new credit card before wanting a mortgage because you want to make sure your score is at its highest level.
Now explain what the credit to debt ratio is, because a lot of people don't know what that is. And I recently had to find out that if you owe a lot of money or you know, you owe a credit card a lot of money, but you don't have credit, that affects your score crazy.
Yeah, well, part of the FICO score, and I mentioned the FICO score because 90% of lenders use the FICO
score. Explain what a FICO score is, because people will be like, what's your credit score? What's a FICO score?
Credit score, right. So it's scoring your credit reports, and the FICO score is what 90% of lenders use. So it's a credit score. Mm-hmm. It's just called the FICO. Right. It's my favorite four-letter F word.
What does it stand for?
That's Charlamagne's. What's your favorite four-letter F word, Charlamagne? Forget it. Go ahead.
So anyway, so 90% of lenders use it, and 30% of your score is based on balances. Mm-hmm. So if you're maxed out, if you lower those balances, you're going to see your score go up.
Mm-hmm. Immediately?
As soon as the balance gets updated. So it may take 30 days.
If my credit score is like in the 300, should I even try or should I just give up
on
that?
Of course you should try.
Okay.
It should be actually really easy to raise that.
I have a friend whose credit score is in like the 300.
No. I don't know, 300.
Is he out here?
I have never seen. I can help. But I mean, I have never seen.
Look out in that lobby. Which one you think it is?
I don't know. They all look fabulous.
Don't stereotype, but just which one you think it is.
The big black guy with the dread.
Listen, I got into this industry because I had bad credit. So I know everybody's feelings. It's an emotional thing.
Right.
When you feel trapped, I had my daughter. I couldn't get an apartment to rent because my credit was so bad. I was just trying to make ends meet. And after I took years to figure out the credit system and how to rebuild my credit, I opened up this company
to
help
other people.
Yep. I never want them to feel this way.
What if you co-sign for somebody?
Yes.
And they don't pay. What can you do about that?
Co-signing, I wish they would just stop calling it co-signing and just joint, because it's a joint account. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if it's an ex-boyfriend, if it's your child, your husband, whoever it may be, you are jointly responsible for that account. So as soon as that account hits your credit report, it's going to report if they pay it late. So I say, if you are going to help someone, then make sure the bills are coming to you. Mm-hmm. So this way you would know if something is going to be late, so you'll pay it, so it won't hit your credit report. And basically, don't co-sign unless you have the money to pay it.
Right.
Because
if they don't pay it.
Don't co-sign for your boyfriend that you might not be with later.
But what is it good?
Well, Charlamagne, then you can co-sign for him if it's that good.
Now, what about bankruptcy? Can you take bankruptcy off the credit?
You can't take bankruptcy.
Cannot.
You really cannot.
So all the people that say they can do it, that's a lie.
I like to build healthy credit the real way. Mm-hmm. And if you had a bankruptcy, it's okay. You can rebuild. If you do nothing with your credit after the bankruptcy because you're afraid of it, your score is going to stay low for a while. But if you immediately go out there, go get two secured credit cards. They could be for a $100 limit each. Within 24 months, your score will be in the 600s again.
Wow.
So you have to pay it.
And what about child support?
Well, if you're late and it gets reported, it's on there.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to get that off?
Yeah, if you get current, it depends on the situation, but it really just depends.
Now, what's the fastest way to build credit?
Definitely going to get those credit cards. You can also become an authorized user on someone's account. Now, that's not joint. That means, I can put my daughter on, my secretary. It doesn't matter.
I send you a card.
And that account actually goes on their credit report.
Okay.
And it goes on their credit report the date I opened it, not the date I'm opening it for them. So they get all of my history for that one account on their credit report. So at the moment, I'm talking about this now because it's still working. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to quickly.
But that can hurt too, because when I was in college, I was on my mom's credit card. And I was on my mom's credit card till what?
Oh, that's right.
2 weeks ago.
What?
I didn't
know. You've been on your mom's credit card all this time?
I'm glad you finally got off your mom's breath,
bro. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I didn't know, though.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Emmy, you are a grown man with 5 children.
Grown-ass man getting breastfed still.
Why are you on your mom's credit card?
I didn't know. I had to come off of it because, her credit was part of my credit, and that was too much credit, so I had to get off of it.
Just that one account. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then once he got off, because let's say that had a high balance, then that helped him.
Okay.
But you can get your credit score quickly raised by getting new healthy credit. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if it's a secured card. People are like, I really don't want it. As long as it is a major creditor and it'll go on all three credit reports.
Like the Rush card?
Like that card or Capital One's or Chase, any major company, as long as they report to all three bureaus, within a few months, it's going to help your score.
All right, we have more with Jeannie Kelly when we come back, the credit expert. And if you need her in your life, I'll tell you how you can get in touch with us. The Breakfast Club, good morning.
Don't play with her, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic.
That was Don't Rice Until the Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we have a special guest in the building this morning. She goes by the name of Jeannie Kelly. She's a credit expert. She actually helped me with my credit bad. And she was able to help with some things that just popped up on my credit. Now, you got some questions for her?
Talking to your significant other about their credit.
Say
you're in a situation, it's a hard thing for people to discuss. People are embarrassed if they don't have good credit. How do you approach a situation like that?
It is important to talk about right away because I feel like in a relationship, you kind of have to know, especially if it's going to the next step. So sometimes if you just both bring out your credit reports, I know it sounds so crazy, but if you do ask someone, how much do you make for a living?
Right.
How much money do you have?
Do you have any STDs? If I can show you my HIV AIDS results, I can show you my credit report.
Yeah. So, it's an important thing. We all know that financial problems are a big issue with divorce and issues in a relationship. So I think talking about credit in a healthy way and just saying, it's okay, because a lot of times people feel so bad, but nobody wants to not pay their bills,
right.
So something happened. Just figure it out. But if you start talking about it with your partner and you realize, okay, I have good credit and he doesn't, then help him.
Now, is it true that if you don't pay a bill and something bad is on your credit report, it just goes away in 7 years so you don't have to pay it?
Well, it can come off your credit report in 7 years, yes, but that doesn't mean you're not responsible for the debt. They can still come after you for the debt. It's just not on your credit report.
Oh, well, then who cares?
Can't think like that.
How important is credit, though? Because a lot of people think cash is king. And, I used to follow Susie Orman, and she used to always say, don't spend credit on anything. If you don't have the money for it, don't
I agree
do it.
Not to go crazy with your credit, but I just feel like we live in a world I would never be able to own my house without having a mortgage. So gotcha. I just feel like we need it. Even sometimes employers look at your credit. not your score, but your report. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't want to lose out on a job because of my credit. And we can all get control of it. You know, even if you're right now listening and you're having bad times, you can change that. You can change it today by focusing on it. And it really is just a little bit of work and you'll start feeling good about it.
There's a lot of credit scammers out there. A lot of people that say they'll fix your credit, they take people's
money.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. And that is something you have to be careful of, because I always hear stories about people that you pay this money and then your credit doesn't even change.
No, because I posted a little picture of you and you fixing credit, people are like, oh, that's fake. And I'm like, she really does it. How can people get their credit fixed by you if they want to call you or help have your service fix their credit?
Yeah, they can just go right to my website, jeanniekelly.net. Mm-hmm. There's all the products that I have. And really, the best thing, I think, is my class that I do online, because people can do it 2 in the morning, 9 a.m., whenever they want. Mm-hmm. But I take them step by step. And within 6 weeks, they'll see an improvement if they do the work. When I say work, I'm talking an hour a week. Mm-hmm. And then they have that knowledge forever.
Well, I'm going to get you information, because
you need help.
I think my credit is good, but I want it to be great.
Outstanding. Yeah, why not?
Now, some people say that if you have credit collectors come after you, right, mm-hmm. and you owe X amount of money, can you barter with them and get that down?
Make them a deal.
Yeah, you can settle. Now, you always have to remember, when you settle an account, if it's over $600, you get 1099, like it's income on what you saved. Mm-hmm. So you have to be careful about that. And it's fine, though, because some people, they can't pay it any other way.
Right.
So I don't love seeing settled accounts on a credit report, but if that's your way out, it's better to get it over with, pay them, and then start rebuilding from there. Because if you leave it alone, and then it goes from a collection to a judgment, it just makes it worse and it makes it harder. And then there's more interest due on that debt. If that's your way out, it's okay.
What about paying off things all at once?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't close the credit card that they had. That's not a good thing. Leave them open. That was the old way of thinking.
Gotcha.
But now, like, they
just
like to see.
It.
Yeah, they like to see, hey, Jeannie has, you know, all these credit cards available, and it's helping my ratio.
Right.
And using credit, again, we shouldn't be afraid of it. Yeah.
And how hard is it to get fraudulent activity off of your account if you're like, this wasn't mine?
I know. You know what? You got to roll up your sleeves and fight it out. But if it's not you, it's not you. Mm-hmm. So you may need to do a police report.
What if
it's
a family member?
It's very
tough. Which happens all the time.
You know what? It's a sad case. It's a sad case because you're kind of stuck because you've got this family member who committed fraud. So it really...
You're going to get them locked up.
Yeah.
It's either get them locked up or your credit be bad.
What would you do?
Get them locked up.
Damn. What would you do, Emmy?
Get them locked up.
Dang.
It is difficult. That's a hard one, and I hate when I get those phone calls. Mm. You know, bad enough if you're a victim and you don't know the person, but when it's a family member, again, if it's one account, maybe it's not such a big deal. It's how much, you know.
Like they open up the light bill in your name.
Yep.
And you didn't know about it.
And then it goes to collection.
And then it goes to collection. And you're report. Like, I don't know what this is. And then you find out it's your cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible. And it does happen. But if you're paying attention, like you said, and monitoring, you could resolve it right away.
Right.
You know?
Well, we appreciate you joining us and helping the people out today.
That's right.
Thank
Go
you
get
for
your life together.
Me.
Tell them the website again.
Making over your credit is sexy. Okay, ladies.
Tell them the website again.
Jeannie Kelly. So I spell my name JEANNEKELLY.net.
.net. And holla at her. She'll fix your life like she fixed mine.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
That's right. It's
Thanks
the Breakfast Club.
Me.
Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the
gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Allen Iverson was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he talks about going to doing his Hall of Fame speech,
mm-hmm.
his 30-minute speech, and how emotional he got. Check it out.
It was special to get that feeling. I remember being up on the podium, and my legs were shaking. I felt like I was going to faint, and I was sitting there. I remember having a moment saying, God, please don't let me faint. You know what I mean?
Well, you looked a little choked up before you even started talking.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, like, everybody that contributed into having a part of me accomplishing something so big. I was just very emotional.
All Drop right. one of Clues Bombs for Allen Iverson, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling y'all, I do not know why Allen Iverson doesn't feel ringless to me. It feels like he's a champion. I don't know why. He don't feel like he He doesn't have a ring.
He's definitely
And he also talked about really being the one that had to take it for guys today to be able to be themselves in the NBA as far as how they dress, the tattoos, the cornrows, and all of that. So he said he got the cornrows because he used to get a barber in every city. He figured if he got cornrows, he wouldn't have to worry about getting his hair cut all the time.
Smart way to save money, damn it.
Okay, but his cornrows were always perfect. So
yep,
somebody was
dope.
Braiding his hair.
His mama on the sidelines. We've seen that before.
He also talks about Michael Jordan and playing him.
I didn't pay any attention to it until the aftermath of it all. Mm-hmm. That was my idol. That was my favorite. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have never been a basketball player. I wouldn't have never had the vision. You know, I truly wanted to be like Mike. That night, we was just in a war. And then when you're in a war, as much as you love the person that you're playing against, my Philly teammates and my Philly fans, I was on their side.
All right. Now, here's something else interesting. Jay-Z did a piece for the New York Times talking about his personal experience with drugs and the complexities of the war on drugs. Here he is narrating.
And drug dealers were monsters, the sole reason neighborhoods and major cities were failing. Young men like me who hustled became the sole villain, and drug addicts lacked moral fortitude. When the war on drugs began in 1971, our prison population was 200,000. Today it is over 2 million. Rates of drug use are as high as they were when Nixon declared this so-called war in 1971. 45 years later, it's time to rethink our policies and laws. The war on drugs is an epic fail.
Sean, do you want to read your...
That's what it sounds like.
Sean Carter, do you want to read your book report for the class, Sean?
Come to the front of the class.
Come to the front of the class,
Sean. Well, it was a short
film. Don't be nervous. And Jay-Z narrated it.
Sean, no need to be nervous, Sean. Just
take your time.
Drop one of Clue's moms for whole damn it.
You did it okay. With a lot of film.
That was dope.
Oh, man.
I read a great article yesterday that says drug offenders make up about 21% of the prison population, but violent offenders... for crimes like murder and assault and robbery make up 40% of the population. So they was basically saying that stiffer violent crime laws is the reason for mass incarceration, not drugs. I don't know how true that is. I just read that yesterday.
All right, now Ariana Grande, I guess she's tired already of being asked about her new boo, Mac Miller. She did post a picture with him on Instagram. And on Ellen, she also confirmed that's her man. And Charlamagne, when you interviewed her, did she confirm it or did she kind of not really...
Did she not? Yeah, she said the boo was at home. I mean, Shaq, can you not confirm it? She was sitting in the award show with him.
Yeah, it's a little weird would be perplexed that someone would ask about it. Well, Ryan Seacrest did ask about Ariana Grande, and it went a little left.
You confirmed this relationship with Mac Miller on Instagram.
How did we get there?
I don't know.
What was that segue? Is that what that means?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
You said a sentence. There was no question.
Well, did you confirm something?
I don't know, man. It's not like...
Well, come on, man.
It's too early for this kind of tea.
Wow.
If I post something, then that's what I'm willing to share at the moment.
Right, but it becomes something.
That doesn't mean then you, Ryan Seacrest, with millions of listeners, are entitled to more information.
Wow.
Ariana Grande, who do you think you are?
But when you do that and you post it and all of that, you are kind of opening yourself up, and then you go do interviews. You know people are going to ask.
Hold on. Let's unpack this. Does she know she was talking to Ryan Seacrest?
Right. I don't know.
One of the heads of the iHeart Mafia.
Yeah, I don't know what she was thinking.
Does she know it's probably over for her after the iHeart Festival?
Yo, my gosh, voice.
You better apologize to Ryan as soon as you possibly can.
She got very snippy.
I just want to apologize, Ryan. Ryan, on behalf of Ariana, it's me, Cat Valentine. I just want to apologize. I didn't mean it. It wasn't me. You better apologize, girl, or you will see things slow down.
slow down a lot. You must not
know how this game works.
I heart mafia. Okay.
All right, now Kanye also did an interview. All these interviews going on with W Magazine, and he compares himself to Will Ferrell's character in Elf.
Very few people even knew that I have a f***ing PhD in art. It's like, shut the f*** up. I will f***ing laser you with alien f***ing eyes and explode your f***ing head. I'm the elf that's Will Ferrell that's too big for his hands to make the toy. But he wants to make the toys. Why? He wants to bring joy to the world. I make the Christmas presents. Inspiring people is a definition of success.
Kanye just said what Ryan Seacrest was thinking about Ariana Grande. Do you know I will laser your head clean off with these eyes, okay?
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I said, a lot of interesting things happened yesterday. So there you have it. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
How long before Ariana Grande issues an apology? Seriously. Come on, let's place bets.
Very fast.
I don't know
why she got so upset. She should have known. Any interview that she does right now, they're going to ask, so what's up with your boo, Mac Miller?
You can snap at a lot of people. But Ryan Seacrest is not one of them.
Not at all.
You can snap at Shaw. Did she snap at you?
No, she didn't snap.
She was caught off guard.
Last time she avoided
us a couple times, right?
Yeah. She'll be avoiding us at Die Hard Festival, too. She'll be like Demi Lovato last year.
That's okay.
When Demi Lovato saw me.
All right. Well, you know, early this morning.
No.
Que paso?
When we walked in and we seen the game footage going at Meek Mill, you said it, and I was like, yo, you know, he has a record on his album. I wasn't supposed to say anything about it.
But you did.
But I did.
What you mean
and
a record
doing
on
it
his
again.
Album?
He has a record on his album, I guess, addressing the situation.
Addressing what situation?
We're going to find out soon.
So there's a game Meek Mill situation?
Yes, we're going to find out in a second.
What's the situation?
What you mean in a second?
I'm going to tell you. We got to get to the mix. After the mix, game just called. That was him. That's why I got up right fast. You're going to send a record over.
He's sending the record over now?
Yes. Yes.
So I put a clues bomb for this beige bastard being on his job, damn it.
I was wondering
why you got up in the middle of the rumor report and got on your phone.
Yeah. So after the mix, just called.
Let's unpack this. Called you just now.
There's a record that's on Game's album, right? That comes out, I think, in another week and a half or 2 weeks.
Okay.
He's going at Meek Mill.
Game did a diss record to Meek Mill?
Yes.
Why?
We're going to find out in this
record.
Did you ask him why?
I was on the phone and you was on air.
So that's the first thing I would have asked him. I
said I got to get back on air.
You know what?
So you didn't even ask why.
I got the record.
That's why YN will always be the best beige journalist in the game.
He's not the best beige bombs for Elliot Wilson.
The Y in YN stands for why.
Yeah. I don't know what envy. What did you and Game talk about then?
I just said, he said, yo, he said, what's up? I said, you going to send that record? He said, yeah, I'm going to send it right now. Send your email.
We didn't even know it was a record. You're not.
I knew it was a record.
So you're keeping things from us and the listeners?
Yes, because if I say it to you, you say it on air immediately.
Well, you shouldn't tell me things.
Exactly. Envy did tell us that
there was a record. You said you were going to debut it on Monday.
Right. But now you're
going to debut it now.
So Game and Meek Mill really do have a beef, and Game has a record.
Right.
And Envy, you've been new about the record.
Correct.
Okay. Did Meek Mill know he was beefing with Game?
I don't know, ye. But we'll get into it later. The mix is up next. You know, we throw it back on a Friday.
Sneaky little Red Bull.
So what? Shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. You enjoy the week. And I'm sorry you guys won't get to hear the record. But the world will. When we come back, it's the People's Choice Mix. We throw it back. Let us know what you want to hear. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.